السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لك وحدت شان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، لك وحدت شان محمد، دنياك زينة شان محمد، لك وحدت شان محمد، دنياك زينة شان محمد، दुनिया की चाहत कुछ भी नहीं है, दुनिया की दौलत कुछ भी नहीं है, दुनिया की चाहत कुछ भी नहीं है, दुनिया की दौलत कुछ भी नहीं है, आलाए दौलत शाने मुहम्मद, आलाए दौलत शाने मुहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शाने मुहम्मद, अल्लाह की वहदत शाने मुहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शाने मुहम्मद। भटके हुए सब राहों पे आए, सारे अरब क्या दुनिया पे चाहे, भटके हुए सब राहों पे आए, सारे अरब क्या दुनिया पे चाहे, राहे हिदायत शाने मुहम्मद, राहे हिदायत शाने मुहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शाने मुहम्मद, अल्लाह की वहदत शाने मुहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शाने मुहम्मद। सिद्दीक़े अकबर में जिसको चाहा, हजरत उमर भी दामन में आया, सिद्दीक़े अकबर में जिसको चाहा, हजरत उमर भी दामन में आया, हक को सदाकत शाने मुहम्मद, हक सदाकत शाने मुहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शाने मुहम्मद, अल्लाह की वहदत शाने मुहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शाने मुहम्मद। प्यारे नबी के अखलाक प्यारे, वो अंबिया में सबसे दुलारे, प्यारे नबी के अखलाक प्यारे, वो अंबिया में सबसे दुलारे, रहमत ही रहमत शाने मुहम्मद, रहमत ही रहमत शाने मुहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शाने मुहम्मद, अल्लाह की वहदत शाने मुहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शाने मुहम्मद। प्यासों को गालिब पानी पिलाया, गैरों को सीने से भी लड़ाया, प्यासों को गालिब पानी पिलाया, गैरों को सीने से भी लड़ाया, जूद सखावत शान मोहम्मद, जूद सखावत शान मोहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शान मोहम्मद, अल्लाह की वहदत शान मोहम्मद, अल्लाह की वहदत शान मोहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शान मोहम्मद, दुनिया की जीनत शान मोहम्मद। जज़ाकअल्लाह।
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرات. دوزخ سے بچو اگرچہ آدھے چھوارے سے ہی، دوزخ سے بچو اگرچہ آدھے چھوارے سے ہی، یعنی ادنا نیکی سے بھی دریغ نہ کرو، کیا معلوم کہ تمہاری نجات اسی حقیر عمل سے ہو جائے. Tonight is the first night of the first of Rabiul Awal. Although all the time we cannot forget the ihsan and the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is more reminder for us to bring the akhlaq and the amal and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. Least we can do is as much we can durud and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially the night of Jumu'ah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wish and his instruction to the ummah: inna min afdhal ayyamikum yawm al-jumu'ah fa akthiru alayya min as-salati fi. Best of the day of the week is a Jumu'ah. Send lots of durud upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon me means upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Person in awla an-nasi bi akthruhum alayya salatan. The person most close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the one who recites most durud sharif. Also, you'll find durud sharif has the benefits of dunya and the akhirat. Also, people will be such their amals will be told, angels will be called, told to count the amals and the deeds. Obviously, the sins will be plenty, they have no hope. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. Allah ta'ala will say, look, there is some amals or good deed of his also. Count comparison to the sins that he drew upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Ta'ala will give command to the angels, they will count. Durud Sharif will be more than the sins committed by this person, by these people. Allah Ta'ala will say that, forgive this person, because the Durud Sharif has passed the amount of the person's sins. Lots of times shaitan tells us, a way is going to be accepted by you, you're doing so many wrongs. So this is these thoughts from shaitan, do as much we can. Wherever there's opportunity to do any good deed, do it. And the easiest durud upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the hope that inshallah that will be the one means of compensation for us, forgiveness of our sins for us, and get us close to the steps towards Jannat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here in this hadith that save yourself from fire of Jahannam, even by the means of a piece of it, not a date, just piece of a date. This is Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used according to the mindset of the people, this example. But it means that every opportunity you get to do good deed, do it. Lots of time, unintentionally, we say things we don't realize, we get far from Jannat and get close to Jannat. You did something good, a person wants you to do something good, and you say, what I will get for it? Say, Allah Ta'ala will reward you, Allah Ta'ala be pleased with you, Allah Ta'ala give you so much. So unintentionally, sometime, unawareness, we say that, no, what about this world? What about some money, some cash? It means value of dunya is more than akhirat. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. Akhirat is better and will last forever, remain forever. Dunya is short, little, and no guarantee. It never lasted by anybody. So it will never last by us, never last by anybody. So every opportunity you do good deed, person will sense, no, I did lots of good deeds now. No. You don't know which one Allah Ta'ala will accept. A person, whole life was wrong, but he gave a hungry, thirsty dog water to drink. There was no hope for the person's forgiveness. That one action became the means of forgiveness for the person. On the other hand, no sin must be taken for granted. Person say, no, it's just a small thing. No. A person, pious, namazi, lots of good deeds in life, but just never gave a food to the cat and never let it loose, so he find his own food, was taken to task for it. Although namaz, a person, Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Kiram say, oh Nabi of Allah, this woman, very good, lots of namaz she read, lots of, but her neighbors are not happy with her. She making their life difficult for them. She gives taklif to the neighbors. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam effect, all her ibadahs, everything will be no use to her. So both the side, small sins, person mustn't think, no, just small thing. When you put the fire on, then you put a fan, then the sparks fly from there. Even the one little, the size of a needle, hole of a needle, even that can damage your clothes. It can burn your clothes. Person don't say, no, it's just little. It's damages, it do a damage. Similarly, sin also do damage. One of the greatest damage sin do, lots of damage sins do. Gunahuk and uksanat. Kitabs are written. What are the harms of the sins? Leave alone akhirat in this dunya. One of the harm of the sin, that person don't make tawbah sincerely and don't try to put the brakes on it. It affects the person in such a way that person get deprived from ibadahs. Person get deprived from ibadat. Person reading tahajjud namaz, suddenly cannot make it. Person reading 5 namaz, suddenly cannot make it. Person reading namaz in the first saf, takbir ula, now missing rakats. Person was doing lots of charity, now is hard to take out money. So what happened? how the hearts change, why the conditions change, why the situations change, is we brought upon ourselves. Every action has a reaction. Nekiyon se mahroomi kar di jati hai Allah ki taraf se. If the person don't get to do something good, but he was doing it, but now he just can't do it, istighfar. Wallah, is something wrong I have done, you never liked, so you are punishing me, that you are depriving me from this ibadat. Allah forgive. Nada hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Dunya mu'min ka qaid khana hai aur kafir ki jannat hai. This dunya, this world is a prison for the believer and is a jannat for the kafir. Obviously, when we say jannat, is not the jannat what we're going to get. Jannat refers to the comfortable life. Comfortable life in this world, we must not expect to enjoy, is for the kafir to enjoy. Comfortable life of this world, a mu'min must not expect to enjoy, is for the kafir to enjoy. Because for us, the real comfort is in akhirat. Allah never made, for us as a believer, never made this dunya means of comfort, means of rest. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. The real life is life of akhirat. Person in the prison, person, how good the prison can be. How much comfort prison can have. But still, prison is a prison. Person can never be happy in a prison. Kevin can never be. After all, is a, you are caged up. You are not, your movements restricted. Your context, you cannot see the people, not see family. Bottom line is, the person cannot have his own ways. A mu'min cannot have his own ways in dunya. Now, if the not having his own ways, can't have his own ways, nothing to be sad about, can't be complaining that, oh Allah, why things are not going my way, because you are not for that. That is for the everything, who expect everything go their own way, is a kafir. And Allah Ta'ala saved us from the kufr, we cannot. Lots of good deeds, kafir also do. Allah Ta'ala has a system, justice. Allah Ta'ala has, even the kafir do something good, he gets rewarded. But nothing in akhirat, so Allah Ta'ala reward them in this dunya. They will get a good names, they will get a good businesses, they will, their businesses will boom. Lots of disbelievers, you'll find their businesses always flourishing, always moving, very good they're doing, and their names are very good. Quite a few reasons behind, if we look, think properly, why they are successful. One is that they got a justice system, that they making the people work and pay. Benefits, facilities, they've been given. And unfortunately, lots of people who supposed to be on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, have no real system. Work, no fixed time, work till late, whatever time, and many people don't even getting paid for after work or extra work. Also, there is system. One of the system is that if you don't like something, you bring it back. This is a sunnah. One sahabi was running a business. Business was doing very well. Suddenly he closed the shop, complete. So people ask, what happened, what happened, what happened? He said, no. Nothing happened, nothing went wrong. I was running the business to fulfill this one sunnah. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, in effect, if the person sells something and then the buyer never like it, bring it back, person happily accepts it, a great reward for that person. Special gift from Allah Ta'ala for that person. So for so long, nobody brought anything back. Today, one customer brought things back, I took it back, says, that's closed shop, finish. That was the whole object. Now look, lots of our, unfortunately, lots of people say, no refund, no return, no this, no that. So you are directly contradicting your teaching of your Nabi. So how are you going to be successful? Where a kafir following the sunnah of the Nabi, he'll be successful. Also, business time. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, morning time is a barakat time. Morning time, barakat time. But morning time you want to sleep. When till half the world did the half, three quarter of the business, everything is done. Even some shops already closing. Now you're waking up, late breakfast, and now you're starting a business. So where is going to? Barakat time is a morning time. After Fajr, immediately, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw one person sleeping morning after Fajr. So Sahabi wake him up. This is the time the rosy being distributed by Allah and he's sleeping. So early morning. English also has an early bird. All they learn from us. But we don't read ours, we read this, so we remember this. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching so many years ago. Barakat time is a morning time. So even sometimes you say, but who will come so early morning? It's not that who will come, how many customers. Allah will put barakat. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says barakat time is a morning, even a little business you will do, but there will be more barakat. So this is one of the reasons that you find people not getting success because we're not following the systems. And also one of the reasons for their success is lots of charities they do. But they don't broadcast. We do 1 rand charity and broadcast million. You never ever hear any disbeliever or the organizations and so on from their, can be from their shop side or from their company name, ever broadcasting on any media that they're doing so much for this, so they, no. And yet, billions and trillions per day, some of the companies, they do that so-called charity and so on as far as they're concerned. But, so because of their charity also they do, so Allah Ta'ala gives them that way also. You give, Allah give. They think that's the good cause they're doing. So whichever way, Allah Ta'ala works according to your thinking. Another hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Haya'u khayrun kullu. Al-Haya'u khayrun kullu. Haya, sar ta sar khair khahihe. Modesty is a part of iman. Modesty is in fact half iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءَ فَفَعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you don't have a modesty, then you'll be like a camel with no rope, horse with no rope, loose, will run anyway, go anyway, will go eat anybody's farm and then catch a hiding after this. Because there is nobody to control it, nobody to guide, nobody to guide, show the path. So when the person immodesty comes, then a person loses everything slowly, slowly, slowly. And the kuffar knows very well. They will make us eat things, make us do things which brings immodesty. Because they know once immodesty comes, then finished. There is no iman left after that. Haya and Iman go hand in hand. Haya, Iman, Iman, Haya. Modesty. When a person, especially food, one of the wisdom why the khinzir is haram for us. Because amongst all the animals, most immodest is a khinzir. And what it eats, if you put a nice biryani one side, and on the other side you put a muck, will never go for that biryani, will go for the muck. Because that is the nature. So those people, you'll find today the immodest clothes they're wearing, their grandparents never used to, although they are disbelievers, but their grandparents never used to, until today they don't. And we tell them, the reason why you are like this, your grandparents not like this, because you eating this thing your grandparents never used to eat. So what you eat, that's what you are. What kind of material you give to the factory, the machine, people making plastic bottles, find so many mills, so size, thickness. So what size, what kind of material you give, that kind strength that bottle or whatever you're making will have. So what kind food will go in, that kind of akhlaq, that kind of amals. That's why so much emphasis in Islam is given in your intake. What you take in, what you put in your mouth, is not just that is a dig. You put every kind of things inside, all kind of masalas, everything together. No, think what we're putting inside, because that's what produce amal. That kind of amal will produce. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that muhabbat of Allah, muhabbat of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not forget people who passed away. Allah ta'ala fill the qabr with nur, ganab jinn, lutz, firdaus. And those who are sick, Allah ta'ala give them complete afiyat, shifa, ajda, kamil, adam, samirra. And always you're making dua for the good health, not only the physical health, but the spiritual health also. That as we scared of the virus and disease and all kind of sicknesses, same time more dangerous than that, the disease of the heart, because that is causes more problem. Disease of this dunya, the last thing can do, put the person in the cover and peace after that, no problem. But the diseases of the heart, trouble in this world and cover and forever. So whenever you're making dua for the shifa and the cure, make this dua also, that not only the physical health, but the spiritual health also. Allah Ta'ala cure us from all the sickness and bless us with the good health, good akhlaq, good amal, good characters. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله لا مالك إلا الله لا رزاق إلا الله لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الإنس والجان لا هادي إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله ولا كافي إلا الله ولا غفار الذنوب إلا الله ولا ستار العيوب إلا الله لا إله إلا الله 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 Inna Allah, Inna Allah, Inna Allah, Inna Allah, Inna Allah, Inna Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim. Hadan Allah Allahakal Hadan Allah Allahakal Nus abna sina ban jiye to se ka ho kar ji jiye to se ka ho kar ji mare to se ka ho kar mar hamdan allah allah kan allah 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim. Subha bi Allah sham bi Allah subha bi Allah sham bi Allah chalte phirte hardam Allah wa Allah 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa ala Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sallam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfirlana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية والشكر على العافية. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن حولك والرضا بالقضاء. اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ من شرورهم. اللهم واقية منك واقية الوليد. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية الشكر على العافية. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقضاء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاء نقمتك من جميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيد أسقام. اللهم حسن فروجنا ويسر لنا أمورنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وطن. اللهم نسألك عيشة نقية ميتة سوية فمادنا خير مخزي ولا فاضح. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلب الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد وانصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن كرب أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم عاف واحفظ أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أيام الأموات. اللهم كثر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك بلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.